Peace of mind is when you accept the best. Peace of mind is when you accept the best. We all would love to have peace of mind. We all have very busy, active minds. We have so many thoughts going through our mind. We have the television thoughts and the radio thoughts and the music thoughts and the family thoughts and the city thoughts and the community thoughts and all the thoughts that are in the world all going through our mind and busily demanding our attention, busily demanding that we give it awareness and that we be concerned about those thoughts. We'd be concerned about those things. Well, it's not really the way that we get peace of mind. Peace of mind is when you accept the best. Now, how do you accept the best? This is one of the wonderful features of life, if we could really work on it. How do we accept the best? We accept the best by looking at life and seeing what life is all about. We look at life and see how life functions, how life is going in our world, in our activity, and how it affects us. Now, how does life affect you? Do you let things concern you? Do you let things bother you? Do you let things tell you how you should act and how you should live and how you should be? Or are you telling yourself how you act, live, and be? You tell yourself how you act, live, and be by saying, I like me. By saying, I live in a wonderful world. I live in a beautiful world. I live in a fantastic world. I live in a world of joy, of peace, of harmony, of goodness. I live in a world of magic. I live in a world that is just lots of fun. I live in a world that's filled with all sorts of good things. I live in a world that's filled with harmony and love and peace and joy. I live in a world that's magic. All the time it's magic. And that's what it is for me. That's what it is for me. My world is magic for me. And because it's magic for me, it's a wonderful world. It's a beautiful world. It's a glorious world. It's a fabulous world. Now, what is that magic? Well, every time I breathe a breath, I think to myself, this is magic. This is magic to breathe breath, to breathe air into my body and have my body respond to it. This is magic. This is magic to see with my eyes and look around and know what's going on in the world. This is magic to be aware of how things are by taste, by smell, by sensitivity. Yes, all these things are all magic for me, and they're wonder, and they're the good things in life, and they're the things in life that I accept the best. Now, I can accept the best all the time. I can be the best all the time. I can live the best all the time. I can enjoy the best all the time if I want to. But it's a matter of choice. So a thought comes into my mind. It says, oh, I feel a pain. I feel a pain. I've got a hurt. This pain is indicative of a certain illness. And no way. The moment a pain comes into your awareness, it is saying to you, I've got something here that I do not want. It is not mine. I do not care about it. It is not something I want in my life. I don't want it. And so when I am totally in charge of my attitude, totally in charge of my statement about myself, then I say, that's it. And I release it. I release it. I let it go. I let it no longer be any part of me. No longer be any part of me whatsoever. And I say, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal, spirit, mind, and body. Now you say, that's contrary to the facts. No, it's not contrary to the facts. It's contrary to what you want when you hear something coming into your mind, your body, your being like that. It's something that you do not want in your life. You do not want it in your soul. You do not want it in your being. Now, how do you get it in your being? How do you experience it in your being? You experience it with your consciousness. You experience it with your thought. You experience it with all the things that you are. And because you experience it with all the things you are, then those are the things that you are knowing. Those are the things that you are having everywhere in your world. Those are the things that you are thinking are most important. And how strangely, how sadly that is not so. It is not so that those things are important. It is not so that those things are your reality. It is not so at all. Our reality is what we think about. Our reality is what we give our attention to. And our peace of mind comes from what we give our attention to. When we have peace of mind, this is when we accept the best. This is when we accept the reality. This is when we accept the truth about ourselves and our world. And we say all is in harmony, all is peace, all is joy, all is love, all is wonder, all is magic, all is fantastic. And you see, when we start saying things like that, what are we saying? We are saying that this is a fantastic world that we live in. It's a joyous world we live in. It's a fantastic world that we live in. It's a world filled with peace and love and harmony and joy and goodness and all that is wonderful, all that is magic, all that is true about you and me. It's our choice of what sort of thing we put our attention on. Peace of mind is where we put our attention. So if you choose peace of mind, you say, all is in harmony, all is in balance. I like me. I like my world. I like my house. I like my home. I like my family. I like my clothing. I like my job. I like everything about me. You say all these things about yourself. And when you say these things, what are you saying? When you say these things, what you're saying is, I am master of my consciousness. I am master of my world. I am master of everything that goes on around me. I have peace of mind because I choose to live in a peaceful attitude. I choose to live in a peaceful consciousness. I choose to live in all that is good and beautiful and wonderful. I choose to live in that, and that's who I am, that's where I am, that's what I am, and that's how I am. Now, when I say that for myself, what am I saying? I am saying all is in joy, all is in peace, all is in harmony. I'm saying I am the master of who I am. I'm saying I am the master of all that I am. I'm saying I am the master of the only thing that matters in my life. I am the master. And I am that master now and always. I am that master now and always. I am that master now and always. That's what I say. That's what I am. That's what I do in my thinking. That's what I do every moment of my life. That's what I do because that's what's important to me. That's what I say to myself. Now, what do you say to yourself? Do you say, I like me? Do you say, all is in divine order? Do you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Do you say all the affirmations of truth about yourself? Or do you say, oh, things are problems, things are trouble, things are worrisome? And if you do that, then you no longer have peace of mind. You no longer have balance, harmony, and joy in your life. When you have balance, harmony, and joy in your life is when you are a good creator of your world. You speak the words of affirmation of truth about yourself, claim it, know it, and enjoy it every moment of your life because that's who you are, and that's all that you are. And that's all that matters. Now, are you going to do that? Do it today. Do it this moment. Do it in every moment of your life and watch how wonderful things work out for you because that's all it takes to make a wonderful life. Peace of mind is when I accept the best. Peace of mind is when you accept the best. Peace of mind is when we accept the best in our life, in our world, in our experience. Today, accept the best in your world, in your life, and your experience, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.